The House and the Senate both voted overwhelmingly today for aid to Ukraine and sanctions for Russia's annexation of Crimea. The bipartisan response to the crisis follows weeks of partisan wrangling. Differences between the two bills still have to be ironed out. NPR's David Wellner is at the Capitol.
Shortly before the House voted 399-19 to pass its Ukraine aid and sanctions bill, GOP Majority Leader Eric Cantor warned colleagues the eyes of the world were on them.
Adversaries and allies around the world are watching to see how we respond to this outrageous provocation, to see whether we mean it when we say Putin's actions are unacceptable.
And Steny Hoyer, the chamber's number two Democrat, portrayed the bill promising $1 billion in loan guarantees and diplomatic and economic sanctions for Russia as another off-ramp for that nation's leaders to take.
What it offers President Putin and his associates is an opportunity to end their misguided, unjustified, and illegal incursion into Ukraine's internal affairs.
Not everyone agreed.
I see this legislation as a bipartisan green light to reigniting the Cold War.
California's Dana Rohrabacher was one of the 17 Republicans who opposed the bill.
Putin is a nationalist who loves his country, and he's looking out for the national interests of his country.
A fellow California Republican, Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Ed Royce, took issue with Rohrabacher.
This is not a new Cold War. President Reagan ended the Cold War.
Royce said the bill, which he co-sponsored, sent a strong signal to Russia.
If they choose to go even further, then we and our allies will ratchet up the sanctions pressure.
But Virginia Democrat Jerry Connolly demanded a tougher response now.
We need to stop talking about the he better not go further argument. I'm stuck at Crimea, and I hope my colleagues are too.
The Senate's Ukraine bill passed by voice vote. Arizona Republican John McCain said it should have had military assistance for Ukraine and scoffed at those who say that would be a provocation.
What does it take to be further the next time that we provoke Vladimir Putin, is it going to be Alaska?
And President Obama got a scolding from Bob Corker, the top Republican on the Foreign Relations Committee.
I do think the president's comments over the last week or several days in Europe have seemed cautious, have seemed timid. And what I hope the administration will do very, very soon is to turn the volume up dramatically.
Despite the Cold War rhetoric, nobody suggested sending in U.S. troops. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.